On Friday, Kim Anderson spoke at the Rural Economic Outlook Conference. And Kim, what were you talking about with producers?
We were looking at wheat, canola, corn, grain sorghum, and soybean cost and return for the 2017 crop.
I can only imagine that cost of return on wheat. Let's just jump in there. Let's start with wheat.
Well, wheat is the worst of all these crops. You look at the average price over the last 9 years, it's been about $6. Of course, the current price is around $2.80. The variable cost, we've got anywhere from $150 to $190 an acre. So you take the midpoint at $170, say a 35 bushel yield, that gives you a break-even price $4.86 a bushel. Now, if you can increase that yield by 5 bushels to 40, it lowers that break even down to 4.25. Right now, the market's predicting a price for June, July of next year for $3.60. That's $1.26 per bushel loss for 35 bushel wheat, or $44 an acre. Or if you can get it up to 40, you're only losing $23 an acre.
An acre. Okay, so let's switch commodities now. Let's look at canola.
Well, canola looks a little better than wheat. You know, you look at the average price, and that's a tough thing to do because for 11, 12, and 13, you had a $12 and $13 price, which I think was inflated to get the canola planted in Oklahoma and established. I'd say our average is running somewhere around $8 a bushel. Our variable cost per acre, anywhere from $205 to $245. So let's use $225. A 30 bushel average would give you a break-even price of $7.50. If you can get it up to 35 bushels an acre, it gets that break-even down to $6.42. Right now, you look at the Winnipeg ICE contract for canola, I think you can back it off to Oklahoma to about $6.50 a bushel. So what you're doing is you're losing a dime or a dollar a bushel, or $30 an acre. If you can get that to yield up to 35, then you're making 8 cents a bushel, or $2.80 an acre.
All of this while cleaning up your wheat ground for next year.
There is that benefit of cleaning up wheat ground for next year from canola. So you could add that to that return, and especially if you can get that 35 bushel yield.
Okay, so let's talk corn in Oklahoma.
Corn's the only one that looks like it's got a profit in it. Average price, you look at 9 through 16, is $4.25. I think that's a little high if you could take that price on back. It's probably closer to $3.90, $4. A variable cost or out-of-pocket cost, $230 an acre to $260. So let's say use $245, the midpoint. At 80 bushel yield, your break-even is $3.06. At 100 bushels an acre, you've got $2.45. At 80 bushels, you're making 14 cents a bushel, or $11.20 an acre. If you can get it up to 100, you're making 75 cents a bushel, or $75 an acre.
In years past, there's been some excitement about sorghum. How's it look for 17?
Sorghum doesn't look as good as corn. You can look at it, the average price over the last 8 or 9 years, around $4, $4.18. Mm-hmm. The out-of-pocket cost, anywhere from $190 to $230 an acre. So let's just use $210. At 70 bushel yield, you've got $3 break even. At 80 bushel yield, you've got $2.62 break even. The market right now is predicting $2.90. So you're looking at a 10 cent loss with 70 bushels, or you're looking at a 28 cent gain with 80 bushels, or that's losing $7 an acre to making $22.40.
So basically, producers need to produce the best crop they can.
Yield is important. If they can keep that cost down and that yield high, they dramatically increase the odds of making a profit.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.